On November 3rd, Miles says she was at a bus stop in Redmond, Washington, preparing to do a target run when several men in camo fatigues and tactical gear appeared. For 45 minutes, she says they deliberated over the legitimacy of her tribal ID and if they were aware of her rights as a U.S. citizen.
I go, are you federal? Are you recognized as a federal officer? Do you have the warrant stating that you have right to stop me? And then they kept saying, we don't need a warrant. And I go, yes, you do.
Miles said the man often looked confused at her assertions and finally left when another man called them back to a waiting SUV. In the following weeks, as ICE activity continued around Redmond, Miles retreated from doing things around town, prompting concern from relatives and friends. She decided late last month to share her story, including with the Seattle Times, Newsweek, and Salon. She found support, but also toxic trolling.
People are calling me a racist, a bigot, hateful, you know. And then I even had some people say I was a pretendian. Oh, and I like this one. Miss Piggy, go back to the reservation where you belong.
Miles says she'll keep sharing her story and advises her fellow natives to carry their tribal IDs, passports, and copies of their birth certificates. Meanwhile, Miles is looking forward to her next TV project, a law enforcement pilot that will start filming next year.
Probably be like January, February. She's a knowledgeable cop.
Tribes across the U.S. have reported their citizens being confronted by ICE as President Trump's immigration crackdown continues. On Veterans Day, a Native woman in Des Moines, Iowa, had an ICE detainer placed on her, which almost led to her being put into ICE custody, until it was learned jail administrators confused her with another person with the same last name. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.